ding ding.
How about we can just watch basketball?
Welcome to the Daily Ding. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. With me, again, Law Murray. It's Wednesday. Law, we have no time to waste because there's a million games tonight. Law, how's it going, man?
I feel good. I'm in Memphis for the first time. Rest in peace, Young Dolph. And yeah, I'm excited to be back with you, Andrew. Let's get it.
Let's do it. Milwaukee Bucks defeat the Lakers 109 to 102. Giannis was ridiculous. 47 points tonight. Chris Middleton ties a Milwaukee franchise record for career three-pointers made as the Bucks beat the Lakers. Just an incredible night for the Milwaukee Bucks against this LeBron-less Lakers squad.
LeBron-less Lakers squad, but Anthony Davis played. You might not have noticed with the way Giannis did him tonight. Look,
yeah,
Andrew, they have gas in the tank. You know, I remember the bubble. It was only, 14 months ago, LeBron was counting MVP votes. They yep. were Lakers organization, Vogel, AD and them, Kyle Kuzma, back when he was repping them, not beefing with Cleveland. You know, he was they were talking about who should have won Defensive Player of the Year, right?
Sure.
And a lot of people are going to be like, oh, you know, Giannis always gets up for the Lakers. But Giannis just took it to AD. Like, show that for tonight, like, how much of a better player he is right now than Anthony. And it's the threes. I remember in the 2019-20 season before the pandemic, Giannis hit all those threes to beat the Lakers in Milwaukee. He hits three more threes tonight. It's the fourth time this season. Andrew, AD has had one game this season where he's made even two threes. AD has had three games in the last two seasons where he's made at least three threes, and none since January 2021. Like, the skill level is amazing for Giannis. And then on top of all that, the game was still close. AD and Giannis, they come in at the same time, 8:42 left, and Giannis outscores AD 12-2 the rest of the game. So I know a lot of people were looking at the first half where Giannis had 28, where Giannis teamed up with Bobby Portis to outscore the Lakers in the second quarter, just those two by themselves. But this was a complete domination of a particular basketball team by Giannis Antetokounmpo on national television. I hope y'all saw that.
It was super fun. And this is only the third game, Law, that we've gotten Giannis, Middleton, and Drew Holiday this season for the Bucks. And a lot of people want to look at the Bucks record and be like, oh, what's going on with them? It's all injuries. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, this is just injuries for the Bucks. Like, this is a very, very good basketball team.
And they know what to do. So
they do, no doubt. Let's move on. The Suns squeak by the Luka-less Mavs. It's harder to say than I thought it would be. 105-98. This game was tied, Law, 96 all, with 2.5 minutes left. And the Suns close on a 9-2 run that leads to the Suns winning 10 in a row, something that hasn't happened in over a decade for the Suns. Kind of a nice, important night for this just red-hot Suns team.
Yeah, that fourth quarter was very interesting, Andrew. Even before it got tied late, Chris Paul, he picks up that technical foul, and the Mavericks, they go
up. That was a weird play, huh?
It was. And Chris was having a terrible game, and I think he knew it and yeah. wanted to do something about it. Yeah. And, you know, he had missed his first 9 shots of the game. After that technical foul, he rips off his only 6 points, or 6 points, his only 2 field goals of the game, I should say.
Yep.
He hit 6 more assists. He's responsible for 20 points of a 29-16 Suns run. So basically, after that technical foul, Chris Paul was basically responsible for outscoring the Dallas Mavericks by himself to close the game.
Yeah, he was unbelievable. Devin Booker did hit that dagger 3 at the end to really seal the game. But man, credit to this Mavs squad. You don't have Luka Doncic, who has been like the engine, like the lone engine to this Mavs squad all season. And they had lots of guys step up. Kristaps Porzingis, 21 points, 8 boards, 7 assists tonight. Like, wow. Like, he was great. Even a plus 9 on the night. That was really nice. Tim Hardaway Jr. kind of did what he does every night, 22 points. And then got some nice minutes, some low-key good minutes from Frank Ntilikina off the bench. 13 points, 3 of 3 from 3. Just a nice night, and probably a night that I know you didn't get the win, Mavs, but I think you have to feel a little bit better because I think there's a lot of times where it feels like it's only Luka for them.
Yeah, the Mavs are a completely new team when it comes to how they're playing with a bunch of guys who you're used to seeing for the last 3 years. So for them to be 9-5, and they've got a really important mini series coming up at the end of the weekend, starting at the end of the weekend with the Clippers going into next week. They're in a pretty decent spot, especially concerned the West is not as strong as people thought it would be at this point of the year.
The Bulls fall to the Blazers 112-107. The Blazers, there were points in that fourth quarter where I'm like super impressed with the Blazers. And even on the defensive end, there were some plays like Nasir Little had this defensive stance on DeMar DeRozan where I'm like, oh, real growth. And then they have this out of bounds play, and Billy Donovan's great. Like, he's a great coach when it comes to out of bounds plays. That's kind of one of his calling cards. But he's not this good, okay? He's not this good where you have a wide open Zach LaVine three to still tie the game, and they're just lucky it didn't go down, and Nasir just gets screened just out of the world. So I'm like there are some encouraging things. Obviously, the win is good. Like, the Blazers need this win. They really needed it. They really won on the defense that they played, really starting in the third quarter. It's great. But then there's still just these moments where you're like, he left the door wide open. And, like, this could have been very different for you, Trailblazers.
Well, you know, I'm going to just give the Blazers credit for getting back in this game, because you're down 20 in the season going the way it is. I mean, they were under 500 coming into tonight. They had the gas. And I saw the Bulls go up big on the Clippers Sunday night and completely lose the lead. And the Bulls benefited from the fact that the Clippers played the night before, because the Clippers, sure, they took the lead and they couldn't finish the game. The Blazers had enough gas to finish the game. Damian had a great second half, and he was the difference. So it would have been spoiled. That comeback would have been spoiled for Portland if Zach would have connected on that wide open three. It was a great, just drawn up great. Sometimes you need those breaks. But the overall big picture for me was the fact that Portland outscored Chicago by 20 points in the second half, when every win seemed significant for that Portland team.
Yeah. They're closing with Larry Nance at center, which I think has been a really good thing for them. He played great basketball tonight. 16 points, 9 boards, 3 assists, 3 steals, a block. Like, he just fills it up and tries to, like, there's a lot of gaps to fill with this Blazers team. And Nance has done a really good job. Nasir Little off the bench played significant minutes for them, played really well. And they got a good Nurkic game, 18-12. It's not every night that you get a good night from him, but tonight he showed up.
Right. And it's interesting. They had Derrick Jones Jr. We welcomed him back in the building. Yep. So they got a good look at what kind of upgrade for this Portland team Larry Nance is compared to what they had in Derrick, even though it involves a coaching change as well.
Jimmy Butler was back in a big way for the Heat with 31 points, 10 boards, and 10 assists in a win against the New Orleans Pelicans. Even with B.I. back, the Pelicans are still struggling to get back on track. The Juggernaut Wizards fall to the Hornets 97-87. The Hornets had 6 players in double figures, including 11 points, 14 assists, and 6 boards from LaMelo Ball. The Wizards, on the other hand, went 8 of 42 from 3 tonight. Like, that's there's your ball game, right, Law? Like, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to let you also let Mason Plumlee go double-double on you efficiently, if you're not going to take advantage of those minutes, then try again next time.
The Pistons and their rookie sensation Cade Cunningham get their 4th win this season. They beat the Indiana Pacers. And Law, I have no clue what to think about this Pacers team. The Pacers beat the Jazz and the Sixers, and then they lose to the Knicks and the Pistons. Can you tell me what to do with this Pacers squad?
It's like we said last week, it's just going to be an interesting season for them. New coaching staff, guys in and out of the lineup. You're just going to get inconsistency. That is the definition of inconsistency right there.
Yeah. Cade Cunningham, though, starting to like round into form and playing really well in the clutch. It's just, it's like everything you wanted to see from him if you're a Pistons fan.
And it's not even loud. It's not like he's scoring a lot or hitting a bunch of shots. He just plays, like we said last week after the Rockets game in Houston, he just plays a good floor game. 8 rebounds tonight, only 2 fouls on a night where the Pacers couldn't get to the free throw line. 6 dimes, he defends. It's the other stuff. He's going to be good just because like he's not searching for just points. He plays the whole game.
The Nets beat the beat up Cavs 109-99. The Knicks fall to the Magic. Oh boy, 104-98.
Again.
The Magic in MSG. Orlando trailed 96-94 with 1:54 left in this game. And then they went on a 10-2 run and beat the Knicks in Madison Square Garden. If you're a Knicks fan, you just have to be just absolutely pulling your hair out. You can't lose to this team. Lou Dort crushes the Rockets with 34 points and 8 boards. I'm so fired up because I got to see it in person tonight. I was there in OKC. Oh man, give me 5 seconds of Lou Dort love.
Look, man, who's the next cinder block coming out of Arizona State? That's what you want to look for. Like, whoever it is, 10 years from now, they're going to be starring for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
The Celtics are back below 500 after a loss to the Hawks, 110-99 in Atlanta. The Hawks brought a balanced attack behind Trae Young's 18 points and 11 assists. And finally, the Wolves dethrone the Kings, 107-97. Law, is this enough for Luke Walton to lose his job now?
Well, if you ask Tristan Thompson, Luke Walton's former teammate in Cleveland, it shouldn't be, but it's rough right now for the Kings. I mean, you just have to. It's bad when you got veterans who are new to the team pretty much calling the locker room out, pretty much calling, almost like calling the media out. It's like, we're not here for Glory Road or something like that. I feel like things are going to get interesting there.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Same song, all the same stuff for the Kings. Thank you so much for listening to our show. You can listen to the Daily Ding 5 days a week here on the Athletic NBA show. You can also listen to the Athletic NBA show 6 days a week. We have our main shows. So be sure that you're tuning in for all of that. And Law, take us out.
Ding, ding.